This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Why don't we do this? Why don't we have some fun and remember when it was a good time last night? Does that sound like fun, Gary?
Yes, sir.
Let's do this. Was a really good time of last night.
He walks the leadoff hitter here, and here's Yasmani Grandal, the switch hitting catcher to right, and well hit. That ball is out of here. A first inning two run shot by Grandal.
Boy, that was fun.
I was stoked.
Just jacked up, dude. I had no idea.
You got another
what to
one?
Say.
Where's the other one at?
Yeah, I got another Come one for on you. Why don't we make it? Man. Why don't we keep this fun part going? This was an inning later.
Came out tonight. Gave up a two-run homer in the top half of the first to Yasmani Grandal. And this is Eric Thames, who launches to right center field, and the Brewers have a 3-0 lead. Man.
That was fun. That was Ernie Johnson on TBS last night. I'm not gonna get into the whole broadcast because nobody wants to hear me say
you,
all that. Kind
if
of stuff.
You followed me last night on Twitter, I was drinking that Weller 12 last night.
You were
night.
Having fun last night.
Man, I took two shots back to back, cuz just right then and there. I mean, I was gonna try to like sip it, you know, just I was gonna be a sip, you know, just sip it.
You drank it, went back to back.
Back to back. I just coop. I'm like, whoa, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay, when it's going to be over, let's go. Come
yeah,
on.
Can this now be the ninth inning that's, already?
Yeah, come on now.
I tweeted out something in the middle of the game last night. I was like, I know we got to wait, but I just want to get it to Hader. Somebody sent it to me right before the show, and I was like, yeah, that didn't age well.
That one probably
did not age well. Probably not as well as that Weller 12 did.
Let's do our favorite radio.
This isn't your favorite radio.
Steve told me, you know, hey, this is what
you told us we were going to do this today, yesterday.
This is what
you did call. Not, it.
You said
well,
yesterday,
yeah,
tomorrow,
well, yeah.
You know, we're going to second guess counsel.
Well, yeah, well, that's what they,
you
they
called
do.
It.
But Steve told me a long time ago, this is what sports radio is all about.
Correct.
He said, if you didn't have sports radio, you don't get a chance to do this. Now
you
we
do,
got sports radio,
but you're on a phone and nobody else hears
yeah,
you.
Yeah, now you get a chance to do it. So
that's right.
Let's go ahead and do my favorite.
So
part of
if you
radio.
Could change one move counsel made, what would it be? 414-799-1250. If you could change one move Craig Counsel made last night, what would it be? We put this out on Twitter, and before I get Steve's, here's Doug. He said, clearly, Council wasn't there to win last night. Clearly, he didn't manage a pitching staff. I did watch the last 30 games. How many late innings did the Brewers blow because the manager left guys in who just didn't have it? Sure, they won a lot of games. Hader and the others blew a lot of them. Literally anybody else could be better than a guy who just leaves a pitcher in to work through the inning after he clearly sees he doesn't have it. But not once, but twice in the same game. It worked for the first time with Brent Suter. It did not work the second with Josh Hader. Not the first time. It happened all year. Steve, if you had one move that you could change from Craig Counsell last night, what would it be?
Take him out of the dugout and put you in the dugout. I think that would have been my one move because you... Baby Tausch said on the air yesterday how it should have been coming out of the box with that pitching staff. And if they would have just done what you said on the air yesterday and went with Jordan Lyles after Brent Suter, that would have pushed Pomerantz back, would have pushed Hader to the ninth, and we probably would be sitting here talking about a win. But because they do not listen to you, and they should. They should have the Radio.com app. They should have been listening to you before the game. And you would have been in a situation.
I like that.
I like what Steve did.
That was very nice.
You simply should have been listening. And if you would have been listening, Craig Council, you would have heard how you should have done your job, the way Baby Tosh told you to do your job, and you would have had a win. And we could have been talking about the National League Divisional Series.
So he brought you in to defend yourself now?
He doesn't have to defend himself.
Yeah.
No. He was right.
Now you got to defend yourself for being right, for making a call. See how he made you do that?
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I didn't.
That's what he did. He made you now jump on his side.
Now, I obviously.
He made you be real that guy. Man.
Oh, yeah,
he made you.
Why can't you?
Before you say that, can I just say something? I want to be on a new show on this station. I want to off this show. I'm serious. I can't ask a question to anybody because anytime I'm trying to get somewhere, Leroy jumps in.
You're making that face. I know better.
Leroy jumps in and won't let the person answer. Every
that's
time
all about
I'm trying to get another host on the station to go somewhere, Gary jumps in and tries to help out the host. I want to be on another show. I can't get anything done on this show.
Just reeling him in.
Man.
Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, and obviously they wanted Jordan Lyles to be the game one starter. I mean, that seems clearly evident, although I thought it was Adrian Hauser, so I thought Jordan Lyles was on tap for this situation at hand. Jordan Lyles was the long man in the situation, at least how it was drawn out last night. So they were going to save him in case this thing went haywire, in case they went 10-11 innings.
That's why they brought in Strasburg.
But the problem is, he got up to replace
dude.
But he got up to replace Hader. If he was last option, he shouldn't have been up there in the eighth to replace Hader.
No, he was up because he was going to go if that thing went into extras. And Hader threw 30 pitches in the eighth.
He was going to have to pitch the ninth.
So he was going to have to pitch the ninth.
Right.
Because Hader couldn't go in again.
They didn't get up
to one. You didn't see Hader giving up 30 pitches in one inning.
But they had other guys out there that were more short relief pitchers that they could have put in there in the ninth other than Jordan Lyles.
Yeah, they're not putting Jay Jackson in that game last night.
Oh, no. Thank God.
Sorry. They weren't putting Chase
Junior
Anderson
Guerra
in that
was
game
ready.
Last night. Now, they could have brought in Junior Guerra.
Yeah, you only need three outs.
It could have been Pomeranz for one, and it could have been Freddie for a right-hander, and then an Alex Claudio for a left-hander. Mm-hmm. The way it went to script, man, the absolute only thing that I could possibly question the situation on last night was not going to talk to your guy in that situation. And
some
now,
guys
Adam,
like to be left alone. Though.
I'm gonna go in and check it out after the show. But I'm saying Craig Counsell go out and talk to
Craig
Josh.
Counsell don't like to talk.
There's a difference between and Leroy and Gary can talk about this a little bit though. You're the dude. This is your team, and that guy knows that you don't go out there and talk to him. If you go out there and break the role that they were on after the Michael Taylor hit by pitch and then the Zimmerman base hit that breaks the bat and it saws him off, that was the time to say, y'all good? You hear Wendy's brought back the spicy chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
48 right. For 10 bucks?
Something like that.
And then you're back into the dugout.
Just some gum?
Just something to break something up, break the tension in the moment, and remind him that he is the dude and that this is why you're in this situation.
Once again, Baby Tosh telling Council how to do his job. And once again, he's right.
Yep. That's all I could have done, possibly.
Just right all the time. Just listen to him.
Kind of like good every time, huh?
Yeah. You want me to talk about this?
Gary, if you could change anything Craig Council did last night, what would it be?
Not a damn thing.
Perfect. I love
lies.
It.
No, not a damn thing. It played out the script, man. I mean, they had the game plan was absolutely magnificent. And your guy just didn't do it. I mean.
Okay.
So, your player just didn't finish. You did
your
it.
Best
you guys,
player.
You guys said, man, I got six outs left. I got it in. I got it right. Where, I mean, it was a masterful.
So when
I got up 3-0, I mean, it was like, what? Are you kidding me?
That's so when enough. Don says, would have kept in Drew Pomeranz. Why take him out?
Yeah.
Why, when he was getting the job done, made the Nationals hitters look off balance?
Was.
Why change something when it's working?
Yeah,
shaking my head.
He was getting it done. There's no arguing that.
Well, so was Woodruff.
Pomeranz was a bad, bad man yesterday.
We got the Woodruff calls last night. We got a lot of Woodruff calls last night.
But
how
that's
was Woodruff
different.
Taken out?
This is your chance. This is your chance. 414-799-1250.
To blame somebody.
This is your chance to play the blame game or be manager. I mean, you guys can do it. I mean, you guys managed better than Craig Council. I mean, come on.
Oh, for sure.
414-799-1250. I would
say they
cannot
manage better than Craig.
Yeah, they can.
Quit telling people that.
Yeah, they can. I had a co-host one who once said that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He don't work there no more. That's probably why. But anyway.
But his team's probably going to win the World Series. This
never
is
know.
Yeah, probably.
Well, because he's the manager.
Well, regardless,
that's why.
This is the thing, though, Leroy. When you talk about Woodruff versus Pomeranz, Woodruff, arm strength wise, I don't know where his arm strength is coming off that injury. That's why they're trying to ease him back slowly.
It's a one game.
Council said there was no pitch count, though, which I don't really necessarily buy because
I believe
if there was no pitch count, then you could have let him go longer. If you're saying there's no pitch count on him, we don't have a pitch count. Okay, well, then why didn't he go another inning?
I think that's
a fair question after the game to counsel. Well, you said there was no pitch count, but why'd you pull him? He wasn't in trouble.
Because there probably was, and you're
right, and he just lied to the media.
Yeah, well, of course he lies
right,
to us.
Right, fine.
Well,
I wanted you to say that. That's
they
why
don't
I
tell
said
us
that.
The truth all the time. I've been in this business long enough. Yeah. To know that they don't have to tell us.
Well, and we were laughing at Davey Martinez for telling us what he was going to do.
He did it.
He didn't lie.
Thing changes. I got to do something else.
The game plan is to go here to do this, and now I look at my card. It is happening the exact way I wanted it on the card, and I live with those results.
Leroy, if you could have changed.
Not a damn thing.
Okay.
No, not. I want a hater in the eighth. Stop it.
It just felt too good to be true.
I had the under.
I had the Brewers on the alternate run line, +2.5.
Well, you got a thing with, well.
John's in Oak Creek.
John talk.
If you could have changed one move by Craig Counsell, what would it have been?
If I was going to change one move, I would have just left Pomeranz in there and let him get me six more outs.
Okay.
Because the way he was pitching, I mean, he was like Madison Bumgarner out there. I mean, Pomeranz was pitching so well through the seventh, and I thought, wow, this guy is getting it done out there. They don't have an answer for him. Let's just leave him in there. And then he could have – all you have to do is win this game, get six more outs, and you're moving on to face the Dodgers. And there's no way I would have taken Pomeranz out there – I mean, taking him out of that game. Because when you put in Hader in there, oh, that just gave – that gave the Nationals, in my opinion, new life. Because we had the Nationals where we wanted them. You know, we could have fit easily –
yeah, with Josh Hader in the game.
Well, yeah, I think if you left Pomeranz in there, I think we would have won this game.
Okay, appreciate it, Jeff.
Now, if you leave Pomeranz in there, right, and a dude hit a home run off of him, you know what people are going to say? Why didn't they put in Hader?
You never win that game.
You just don't.
Drew Pomeranz also gave up a solo home run in the game in Colorado on Saturday night. Just a healthy safety reminder for everybody that goes back to Josh Hader didn't have it all the way back to Saturday night.
I want to hear from these folks.
Mike is in West Bend. He's up on the fan. Mike, if you would have changed, if one of Craig Counsell's moves, what would it have been?
Josh Hader pitching in that inning, you could obviously see it wasn't happening. I would have had somebody. They should have had somebody warming up and have somebody ready if that situation arose. Why in the hell wasn't there anybody warming up in the bullpen? I mean, this is the season we're talking about here, and You guys knew what was going to happen. You didn't know what was going to happen when he got in a jam. You could see it developing right in front of your own face. And as a manager, I would have said, I don't care. We got to get somebody else in there, and we're going to go with it. I know Hader's your man, but you know what was just as bad as that happening last night was the same damn thing that happened in the Packer game last week against the Eagles when they had the ball on the one-yard line, and they didn't hand the ball off one play on that one-yard line when they had the ball down. They threw the ball four times in a row. That was just as bad as what happened last night.
Appreciate it, Mike.
We might have to put a poll up.
414-799-1250. Come on.
The Grizzled One at 105.7 FM. On, the fan y'all. Says, not one iota. Used to be a council hater. No longer. He's the Brewers manager for as long as he desires, and as far as I'm concerned, 2019 manager of the year. Tom in, on the west side of town, if you could have changed one of Craig Council's moves, what would it have been?
I would have used a right-handed reliever at some point. So he's putting all lefties off the bench, and the Washington lineup only had one left-handed hitter in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So maybe using three lefties in a row helped them kind of get ready for Hader to hit him.
I agree with that, Tom. Appreciate the call. And that was my idea yesterday on the big show with Jordan Lyles, was break up those left-handers at least to give a different arm angle and a different style of pitching, because you went from the 898, 99, topping out at 100 Brandon Woodruff for four innings. Then you go to 86-mile-an-hour soft toss with Brent Suter. Then you go back to low 90s, control-based right-handed side with Jordan Lyles, and then you bring in your power from the left side. That's the only thing that I
could
have thought. But the way it worked out, I thought Woody was only going to give you two pretty much max.
But I told
when
you
when he
yesterday.
Comes in for four, that was difference. And even when he said he's not on a pitch count,
but Council
I believe
said he's
he
gonna,
was lying to me.
But Council said he's going to go longer than he has in the past, mm-hmm. and he's not on a pitch count.
Believed he was lying.
But he, again, I just... For me, that would have been something completely different. The Nationals would not have been expecting to deal with him for longer than they did. That really, I think, would have helped things greatly at that point had you been able to get him through another inning or two at that point. Pomerantz, I, you tell me. I didn't see anything from Pomerantz that told me he looked tired, that he should have been pulled out of the game, that he couldn't handle it again.
No, he
was it like he was struggling and had guys on base each inning and he was laboring to get through the innings? That wasn't the case. He was rolling them down. Pitch count was fine. I don't that you know, again, this is all second guessing stuff. Mm-hmm. I just, like I said earlier in the show, when Hader came in the eighth, I just simply said, I don't have a good feeling. And then after the first two pitches, I said, I better get somebody up just in case this doesn't go his way this inning. So they're protected so that it doesn't get away from them. And by the time they did, it was too late in Jordan Lyles.
Time for second guessing, 414-799-1250. If you could change one of Greg Council's moves from last night. What would it be? You're never going to change anything unless you want to renovate something in your house. You call J&J Contractors.
I love this. We got four phone lines on this, man. And people love this kind of stuff, man. Let me talk to my good friends at J&J Contractors. Jason.
Send it.
Get him on the phone right now. You know, I had a couple tweets last night, J&J Contractors, guys, because I got some wires hanging out my office.
Yeah, you were getting some smoke because of the wires that you had hanging out.
I like my wires, man. I was trying to show y'all.
Easy access. If something gets messed up,
hey, they get in there. You ain't got to pull some off the wall and all this kind of stuff and the pocket finder or whatever.
You got to hide those wires, Gary.
Hide the wires.
Sorry, Mom.
Sure, yeah. My good friends at J&J Contract, but that's not all they do because they're not just going to come over to your house and just hide some wires. We trying to tear some stuff down. We trying to do we trying to rebuild your kitchen for you. We trying to put in some kitchen and cabinets. You see what I'm saying? We trying to redo a bathroom. We trying to put a bathroom in there for you. We trying to build you an outdoor oasis. We trying to create some livable space for you. We trying to put a man cave in your house if that's what you like. We trying to put an addition on to your bedroom when your family gets so big. Guys, call my good friends up today at J&J Contracts. They could do all that and more and ask for Jason.
If you could have changed one of Council's moves last night, what would it have been? Your calls at 414-799-1250. Tell Ryan Wood in about 15 minutes here on The Fan, who's going to tell you what Packers starter returned to practice on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Yeah, we don't charge you for streaming like Stevie's friends over at Disney.
Come on.
They're charging a lot of money for that, by the way.
No, they're not.
414-799-1250. Come on. You could have changed one thing from Craig Council. What would it be? We have a personnel move by the Green Bay Packers with Ryan Wood in about 10 minutes from right now. Jim is in Franklin. Jim, what would you have changed?
Let's go, Jim.
Sorry, that was Phil. Phil, on the south side. Phil, what would you have changed?
Hey, guys. I guess Council did a pretty good job last night. The only thing I would have had was somebody up in that eighth inning because Hader struggled kind of the last half of the season. And you can tell if that guy's not doing well, man. It happened right away. He was getting deep in the pitch count, in the count to all these guys. He's not on that night. Get somebody up there and get somebody else in there. This is the end of the playoffs, man. Let's do it.
Appreciate the call, Phil.
Yeah,
full count to the first hitter who he gets to strike out. Full count to Michael Taylor before he hits him. Full count to Anthony Rendon, who also draws
a
walk.
He just wasn't on last night.
Yeah.
No,
it's got to happen.
Jim is now in Franklin at 414-799-1250. Jim, what would you have changed?
Hey, guys. There's a number of things I would have changed, but everybody's brought up some really good points. And just one other thing I would have added is I would have kept Suter in there. He really wasn't pitching that bad. But the biggest thing is I'm a big Pomerantz fan, but I believe it was the next half inning, two batters in, Pomerantz hit. And I just would have brought Suter out. And if he got into trouble, then bring in Pomerantz. But if he doesn't get into trouble, let him get through the inning, pinch hit for him in the top of the inning, and then bring in Pomerantz. He was just, Council was just set in his ways. He was going to bring in Hader
mm-hmm.
with two innings you know, if we had the lead, no matter what, and I would have kept in Pomeranz. We had a 2-run lead. One guy gets on base, bring in Hader. You know,
sure.
And Suter was doing fine. You know, I don't know why. You know, you brought in Pomeranz and then had him hit for himself.
Appreciate the call. I was stunned when Drew Pomeranz went out and hit for himself. I thought, and Adam McAlvey talked about that, that maybe that would have been a time when with Ryan Braun dinged up in the outfield, you double switch, you move his spot in the order, and you don't have to worry about Drew Pomeranz hitting in that spot. Then you also have a defensive replacement in the game, but also then you maybe lose one shot with Ryan Braun with a bat in his hand. 414-799-1250. If you can change one move from Craig last night, what would it be? Let's go to Mike in Waukesha. Mike, you're on the fan.
Hi, guys. I think he did everything the way he wanted to, and I think that's the way we lived and died all year. So I don't really think he can look back and say he did the wrong thing. This is the way we played it all year. The mistake I thought that was made, and guys, this is to me is a lost art in the game. Hader was super juiced. You could see that. He was overthrowing the baseball. Nobody goes out to the mound and says, hey, kid, settle down. That's where Craig should, with his experience, he should have been out on the mound. I know he's a professional, should be able to handle it himself maybe, but everybody needs to be settled down once in a while. I think he was so pumped up and overthrowing the ball. He needed Craig to come out there and say, relax, kid, you're okay, don't worry about it, you know. But it didn't happen. It's a lost art in this game, and I don't know if that's because of the mound visits that they keep track of or what, but somebody needed to go out and talk to him. I think he would have been just fine had they gone out and talked to him. But they don't do it anymore, but guys, keep your heads up because this is going to be a real good ball club next year. I guarantee that.
I think
appreciate
so.
It, Mike. I think they're, would echo that as well. I think they're going to be a really, really good team next year. I think they're going to be better than they were this year.
Just got to keep knocking on the door.
We think that this year?
So yeah, but then stuff
what
happened.
Exactly gives you, listen, last year within a game of a World Series, you signed Grandal to come in here and help out. Going into spring training, we all had our hopes high that this was going to be better than last year with Grandal. That offense is going to score a ton of runs. You'll see this is going to be great. And then so what right now, coming off of that loss yesterday, makes you believe that they're going to be really good next year?
You're going to have a full year of Brent Suter. You're going to have Corey Knebel back. You're going to have a full year with Josh Hader, probably having a legitimate setup man in front of him.
Yep.
You're going to have a full year of...
Now you're assuming Pomeranz is coming back, or you're assuming Hader's going to be... setting up.
Well, either way, he's going to be better than what he was this year because he knows it.
He'll have more help.
There's going to be more help there.
Gotcha.
You're going to have a full year of Keston Hira hitting. If you track what he did this year, guys, just duplicated. He played in 84 games. He hit 303, 19 homers, and 49 driven in.
And he's going to have like 40 errors.
Well, probably 65. But you're adding that into a lineup that already is as potent as hell.
Yeah.
You're going to probably have a little bit more of a viable power contact option in Trent Grisham day in and day out as your backup outfielder that you can spare Ryan Braun with. And you're not going to have Travis Shaw hitting .165. Travis Shaw will have a better year next year, and he will be a starter on this team for multiple weeks.
I still can't believe he's been this bad all year.
It's ridiculous.
Amazing.
I'm not sold on Travis Shaw.
He had a nice walk, though, yesterday.
What'd I tell you?
Got on base.
Had a walk.
What'd I tell you?
Yeah. Tim and I were going to play the highlight.
What'd I tell you?
If they won.
Yeah.
Just of him getting the walk.
Yes.
Because it was, there it was.
It was
Travis.
Art.
Had a kid.
He was on base.
Had a boy.
Yeah, it was.
Base runner.
You see him, though, on that 2-1 pitch, Gary,
base
he knew
runner.
He wanted to swing.
Oh, yeah.
He knew he wanted to, and I was saying, Travis, don't you pick that bat
got
off your shoulder.
Runner.
You sit there and you watch it.
Got a base
sorry.
Runner.
Jim is downtown. Jim, you're up before Ryan Wood.
Yeah. I was saying that, you know, I can't complain about Council. He got us a lot further than I thought we would get based upon the injuries that we had. I was not happy with the fact that they didn't pick up more pitching in the beginning of the season. In the offseason. But last night, what my theory is that if you don't have anybody better in the bullpen who can pitch better than the guy on the mound, why pull the guy on the mound? Woodruff was pitching well. Pomeranz was pitching well.
Mm-hmm.
Why pull them?
I think a lot of it, and the Woodruff one will come back to somewhat of the injury, and thanks, Jim. The Pomeranz one, I can't explain. I haven't seen him pitch 3 innings for the Crew. Since he came over in the bullpen, I just don't think it made a whole lot of sense. If you would have told me you had 12 outs to get and you had Drew Pomeranz and Josh Hader, You take that to the bank pretty much every single time. Every single time. All right, I lied. One more. Dustin's in Maryland. Dustin, what would you have changed from Craig Council last night?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I was at the game last night, so sitting there, I mean, it was really just an absolute gut punch after that eighth inning.
I bet.
But what I would have changed is I would have had somebody pretty much warming up consistently from basically about the fifth inning on, because in a game like that, it can unravel so quickly. To have like a stopgap in there, just to have somebody always ready is what I would have done. Even as good as Pomerantz is pitching, I would have still had somebody up just in case.
Right. Appreciate the call, Dustin. Now that would be fun. That would be nice. And they did, and I believe it was the third inning they started warming up Peralta, and then in the next inning they started warming up Suter. And yeah, if you have guys up there, at least they have to account for something. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, we're gonna bring that back during Great Lakes Dragway Pick Lane. Going to take a quick timeout.
Talk to
Ryan Wood. We're going to talk some Packers football, and we're going to talk about the newest Green Bay Packer. But first, Steve Sparky Fiverr is going to talk about Robert's Specialty Meats.
Robert's Specialty Meats is the place to go. October means cooler evenings. I ain't kidding. And an opportunity to reacquaint ourselves with one of our favorite dinnertime options from Robert's Specialty Meats, the delicious, scrumptious Al Capone Italian Roast. If you haven't experienced this taste treat from our favorite butcher, listen up. How about a boneless pork loin, beef tenderloin, Italian sausage, smoked ham, salami, pepperoni, Genoa salami, provolone cheese, mozzarella cheese, all wrapped up together for one awesome tasting meal which can be trimmed to suit your needs. Your family and friends will love you for serving this unique treat. And Robert Specialty Meats has it. Call them today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Mike Pettine apparently has a new toy. We'll talk about it next with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
We keep taking steps in the right direction, but for us to put together four quarters and show the full talent for 60 minutes, I don't think we've done that yet. I think, we've seen good phases produce, which is great, which has obviously helped us be 3-1. But I thought that, from last week's game, the passing game really took a step, the rhythm, timing. I felt Aaron felt more comfortable. I felt as an offensive line, we felt a little more comfortable with where the pockets and setting up is going to be, as well as I think the receivers on the timing. So we put that together on top of a run game. Hopefully against the Cowboys this Sunday, that's really, hopefully that'll be our catapult into what's to come down the stretch.
That's David Bakhtiari on the Wendy's Big Show Tuesday. That was yesterday. This is the Wendy's Big Show today on a Wednesday. And now we talk with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and right here on the Wendy's Big Show, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Ryan, appreciate the time, man. It appears Mike Pettine has a new toy on that defensive outside linebacking core.
Yeah, they're taking a flyer on Tim Williams, former Alabama prospect that was uber athletic, uber talented, uber productive at Alabama, just hasn't gotten traction. The third-round pick in 2017 hasn't gotten traction since being drafted by the Baltimore Ravens. Not hard to put the lines together. Milt Hendrickson, the director of football operations for the Packers, longtime Ravens scout, would have been there when they drafted Tim Williams. I'm sure he had some input to Brian Gutekunst and taking this flyer, but just kind of a low risk, potentially they hope high reward with bringing in a fifth outside linebacker here for a guy that's had some production in the past at the college level.
Well, it doesn't hurt you. I mean, because I thought you were looking at Fackrell, who had 10.5 sacks for you last year. Just really haven't seen much of him as of late.
Well, he's been playing through a shoulder injury the past couple weeks.
Is that what's going on? Okay.
I'm sure that has something to do with it. Didn't practice today. We don't know yet if it was the shoulder or something else that he didn't practice today. So he hasn't been 100%. You know, he's been okay when he's played, especially when you factor in the fact that he hasn't been 100%.
Right.
The reality is that they're light at that position. To have to carry to be a 3-4 defense and to carry only four outside linebackers on the 53 is lighter than usual. Usually you want five or six, so Tim Williams gives them five.
What do we know about running backs? How many are they going to carry?
I have every expectation that Dexter Williams is going to be active for the first time Sunday in Dallas. I'm a little surprised they haven't brought in anybody to this point this week. You know, if you talk about midweek moves like a Tim Williams, I would have thought that there might be a running back. But it sure seems like right now Dexter Williams will be running back two behind Aaron Jones.
Over Trey Carson.
I would think they definitely would go with Dexter Williams over Trey Carson. The difference is when you give him the ball, and Aaron Jones is not going to get all the carries. It's hard to envision that he's going to get through the entire game being the only guy to carry the football. The thing that Dexter Williams has over Trey Carson, who's on the practice squad, first of all, he's on the active roster, but secondly, he's a guy that is more dynamic carrying the football. So if you're looking to get someone to not just take snaps but actually touches off of Aaron Jones, Dexter Williams would be their guy. Now, there's a caveat, and that's that pretty much everything else with the position, Dexter Williams is a major unknown. I mean, there's a lot of development to do there, from picking up the blitz to running the right routes to even catching the ball in the backfield. But as a runner, once you get the ball in his hands, he has talent doing that.
But see, that's the thing, Ryan Wood, is the assignment sure part of it. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I want the guy that's not going to get me killed back there if he's on the field with me on third down. And that would probably be Trey Carson more than Dexter Williams. And I would assume if they care anything about Aaron Rodgers or his opinion on the situation, that's why I tend to lean that it might be Trey Carson.
Yeah, well, like I've said, I have every expectation it's going to be Dexter Williams. And I even asked Aaron Rodgers today, you know, we talk a lot about trust with Aaron Rodgers. He talks a lot about trust. I mean, sometimes are there circumstances when it dictates that you got to put more faith into a guy than trust? And this is kind of one of those weeks. And he said that, yeah, there are times when you don't really know until the guy gets out there. And he'd prefer to be able to see it in practice. But it seems that the track that the Packers are currently on is that Dexter Williams will be the second running back Sunday in Dallas.
Follow him at @ByRyanWood on Twitter. He is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com.
Yeah, sorry about that. Devontae Adams didn't practice, but Brian Bulaga is back. Owen Burks, you hear anything about him? How close is he?
I would have a hard time thinking that they'd throw Owen Burks out there the first week that he practices. I would think that if all goes smoothly, best case scenario, it would be more likely that he would be available next week, Monday night against Detroit.
Yeah, that makes more sense. He'll have a chance to figure out what role they want to put him in. But now, if Devontae Adams can't be the number one, now that's MVS. But, you know, here's a question that I was thinking about. When Devontae went out, now I'm going by the depth chart, how come Kumaro didn't play, but they brought in Lazard and Shepard? What is going on with that?
Jake Kumaro was inactive last week because of the shoulder injury. Now,
So he's hurt.
He's been hurt.
Yeah, he was not available.
So is he going to play? I mean, what? Because I didn't know Kevin King had went out, and he's hurt, right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's got the groin. Didn't practice. Went out late. I wrote about this today, and I don't think it's online yet. Matt LaFleur had done.
Do they have enough to line up?
Well, Matt LaFleur has done a great job of keeping these guys fresh and healthy until the NFL got in the way. And, you know, it's like they do with every other team. Every team's got to go through it. But up until they got to go with that short week Thursday night, this has been a really healthy roster.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
You're looking at Jamal Williams with the concussion. You're looking at Kevin King with the groin.
Yep.
I mean, it was a brutal, not just because of the loss, not just because it was a tough loss for the Packers.
That's great.
It was a brutal week and game for the Packers because of the toll it took on their roster.
You know, when you talk about this Cowboys team that you're going to face against, I was hearing some Cowboys fans and some Cowboys writers not so happy with what they saw from that Cowboys team in their last game, saying it looked a lot more conservative, more like a Jason Garrett offense than maybe what it has looked like up until this point. But the problem is the first 3 weeks, they didn't play anybody. They played an Eli Manning Giants team. They played a horrible Skins team and horrible Dolphins team. And now you know, you got beat by a backup quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater and the New Orleans Saints. Do you really have any idea of really how good this Cowboys team is at this point? People want to poke at the Packers of how good they are, but I think you could say the same thing about Dallas.
I don't think we have any idea how good any team in the NFL is right now, honestly. I mean, it's week five, so look at the Rams. They give up about 500 points at home to Jameis Winston and the Bucs. You look around the league, I think most, if not all, teams are still trying to figure themselves out. I look at Dallas going into a primetime game in the Superdome. It's pretty similar that I looked at the Packers week one going into a primetime game against the best defense in the NFL on the road in Chicago, which is that it's not a great litmus test. I mean, you want to talk about a hellish nightmare for offensive coordinators. A night game at the Superdome, that's probably number one. I mean, that might be, you know, you talk about the short list, that, CenturyLink Field, and then, you know, right now, currently a night game in Chicago. Those are the toughest matchups there is. Everyone's flat at night in a road environment in the Superdome. So I don't put a lot of stock into that. I put more stock into the three games that happened before because they weren't at night in the Superdome. I remember 2014 season, the Packers went down there on a Sunday night game. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, 2014 season, the Packers were killing defenses midway through the year, and they just had nothing that night. Why? Because it was at night in the Superdome. That's just the reality of that challenge, is that most teams in the league don't handle it well, and the Cowboys didn't last week.
You know, are you surprised about receiver, too, though, with Davante Adams being, you know, are they saying he's out for this game yet or no?
I have a hard time, if he does play, thinking Adams could do much of anything on this turf, though. I mean,
especially on that surface, too.
So then if they don't go with him, then they go with
MVS.
Who? Ryan.
Yes. I mean, let's be honest. After Davante Adams, they've been searching.
Right.
They've been searching for playmakers in this past game. MVS has probably been the most, I mean, he's definitely been the most productive, probably the most consistent to this point. But it's huge question marks all over the place. You know, Aaron Rodgers again today kind of stumped for his buddy Jimmy Graham, getting him involved. He actually compared it to a week ago when we had the same conversation about getting Davante Adams involved more, which I found interesting because if you just the eyeball test, Davante Adams and Jimmy Graham are not comparable right now, right? So, but he said that it's very similar and that, you know, they got to get him going and really get him into some situations, some routes that create separation so that he becomes a weapon for this offense. So, you know, I think that's going to be a focus this week, is to try to get Jimmy Graham going and make of that what you will, but that's probably going to be a pretty big focal point for them as well.
You know what I wish I would know? I just wish I had some answers on Jared Cook. I mean, that's puzzling. I mean, you're still trying to figure out that. You had the guy. And I don't know if that was a Ted call or what. I mean, was there locker room problem? That was just so weird to me.
It wasn't locker room problems. There was a breakdown in negotiation. And like there always is when there's a breakdown in negotiations, one side wants more than the other side wants to give, or vice versa. And if you look back, let's just call it what it is. It was a terrible decision to let Jared Cook ever walk out.
Yes, it was.
It was a terrible decision. They have not recovered at that position since. So if you're looking, should one side have given more? Was one side the Packers should have done more to retain him? I think that's very clear because they paid for not retaining him.
They wanted to go after Bennett. That's what they wanted. Another big tight end.
That was Bennett, Lance Kendricks.
It didn't work.
Graham down the line, they haven't been able to replace that type of guy in their offense. And Jared Cook was what replaced JaMychal Finley. They've been searching for another JaMychal Finley. And I'm not going to say here that, you know, Jared Cook was JaMychal Finley, but he could do those things. He could fill that role. And then all of a sudden, one year, they saw that, they didn't retain him, they made a mistake, and they haven't been able to recover from that since. At some point, I'm sure they will. It's the revolving door of the NFL, but it hasn't happened yet.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. Thanks, we'll talk Ryan. Friday. Get ready for Packers and boys.
All right, take care, guys.
That's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. Yeah, no, that's
for sure.
They got
to go get Devontae Parker or somebody. They got to add to that.
They ain't going
to
get nobody right now. Nope, they going in what they got.
I know now it's late. But I'm just saying, man. Or you're going to have to get the ball to Jimmy Graham and he'll catch it in fall, but at least he'll catch it.
Well, he got to get open.
They'll be talking all about that tomorrow night on the Bud Light Huddle on the road tomorrow at Maxwell's in Cedarburg. The special guest tomorrow is Bill Michaels with CBS Sports Director Kevin Holden. Check out the Bud Light Huddle tomorrow night starting at 6 at Maxwell's in Cedarburg.
That's where your Beaufort and guys were last week, weren't they? Oh,
yes.
That's where they were last week. Maxwell's is a busy place in Cedarburg.
Cedarburg. They got a cherry fest or something like that in Cedarburg, don't they? Like an apple pie
strawberry fest.
Strawberry fest?
Same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing.
Right
same
on the downtown thing. Strip.
You go there, Steve? Yep. Strawberry Fest?
Last couple years.
Before.
Yep. That sounds like a Steve
thing. You take your dog or no?
Yeah. You can walk around. People have walking around with their pets.
It's outside.
Yep. It's outside.
It's outside?
Yeah. I mean, you can walk into the stores if you want, but the majority of it's outside. So everything strawberry you can imagine, they have vendors set up selling it.
You cannot bring your dog to the jewelry center, correct?
Probably not advised.
Well, let me talk shoptjc.com.
Well, I mean, you know, there you go, Bill. But let me talk to Dean.
You bring your credit card. He's going to kick the dog
Let me talk to Dean about that, because I seen some of these jokers buying jewelry for their dog.
Shut up.
No way.
Yeah, they do.
That's the thing.
The indoor dogs, like Biscuit. Get Biscuit a nice look.
You know, that's what I'm saying. If you want something made, they got that goldsmith right on. He can throw some Cuban zirconias on there, right a necklace or something on a collar.
He lying.
For you. Guys, go check my good friends out today at the Jewelry Center. His name is Dean Murray. He's the owner. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, go see him today. Girls, if you guys are a little upset because of the Brewer games last night, today is a good day to go to the Pride Center with a nice watch. They have a huge watch selection for you over there at the Jewelry Center. And when you're walking in the door, ask for my good friend, Dean Murray.
Do it! Freems is coming up next. Chuck Freeman in D.C. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.